105 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
There was less hiring than expected last month. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A slowdown after April's surge. Fox's Ginny Casola details the just-released report live.
Dave, though the unemployment rate held steady at a very low 3.6% in May, the number of new jobs created was only 75,000. Economists were expecting 180,000 new jobs, and the number of new jobs in the two previous months was revised lower by a combined 75,000. That means job growth is weaker than last year. There was a small increase in how much money workers are getting. Average hourly earnings rose a fraction. Dave?
But stock futures are rising ahead of the opening bell. Wall Street closely paying attention to Mexico's attempt to fend off U.S. tariffs set to go into effect Monday. President Trump told Fox opposition in Congress is not helping.
They hurt my negotiation because I go into the room with the Mexicans. I'm asking them for everything. And by the way, if they don't do it, I'm putting the tariffs on. We're going to make a fortune.
And he's demanding Mexico do more to stop a surge of Central American migrants coming here. The president also called House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a nasty, vindictive, horrible person for reportedly saying she'd prefer prison for him over impeachment.
Nancy Pelosi's a disaster, okay? She's a disaster. And let her do what she wants. You know what? I think they're in big trouble.
A change for Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden. He no longer supports a congressional ban on federal funding for abortions.
I can't justify leaving millions of women without access to the care they need.
Former Vice President Biden said that last night in Atlanta.
Georgia joins eight other states in passing abortion restrictions this year, focusing new attention on the Hyde Amendment.
Fox's Leland Vittert.
The Hyde Amendment started after Roe v. Wade and is attached to spending bills that are passed by Congress. The language has changed over the decades, but it essentially forbids the use of federal funds in all but a small percentage of abortions.
This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
There's been another close call with Russia. This one this morning in the Philippine Sea. A Russian destroyer got within 50 feet of the USS Chancellorsville, which was forced to make a maneuver to avoid a collision. 2 days ago, the Navy accused Russia of flying a fighter jet dangerously close to a U.S. reconnaissance plane. But tension may be easing in the Middle East.
The top commander of American forces in the Mideast, Marine General Frank McKenzie, says it's too soon to say the threat has gone, but he says Iran has chosen to step back and recalculate. U.S. military resources have been stepped up in the Persian Gulf region. Even the aircraft carrier, the USS Lincoln, was sent in after there were unspecified threats made by Iran recently. McKenzie does say he's still concerned by potential Iranian aggression. Tension's been growing between the U.S. and Iran since President Trump backed out of the 2015 nuclear deal and reinstated sanctions against Tehran. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The president of the U.S. Naval War College is being investigated by the military. There are allegations he spent excessively, abused his hiring authority, and behaved inappropriately. There was a six-hour standoff at a home in California that left one person dead.
The standoff started Thursday afternoon when Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies checked out reports that gunshots had been fired during a family dispute at the home. When they got there, a gunman exchanged fire with them, then barricaded himself, behaving erratically and throwing fireworks into the yard. Nearby Interstate 10 freeway was shut down for hours, snarling traffic, and some neighbors evacuated while others sheltered in place.
I could hear when the fireworks were going off, when they were getting set off. And they sounded like gunshots, actually.
The man fired shots out the windows and set fire to the home, eventually being shot by police when he came out carrying a shotgun. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And hockey, St. Louis beat Boston. The Blues now one win away from winning hockey's Stanley Cup. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two local principals are out of their jobs. Uni High School Director Jeff Walkington is leaving after a decade. The News Gazette says on the same day he made that announcement, urban school officials said some necessary restructuring will mean that Dolores Brown will be out as the leader of Urbana High School. The district plans to come out with more details in a few days, they say. Champaign is seeking input from Garden Hills residents about ways to cut down on their energy consumption and save money on utility bills. The next workshop is set for June 13th at the Developmental Services Center at 5:30 p.m. Two people from Champaign are accused of trying to use someone else's credit card at an area retailer. 36-year-old Charnell Brown was charged with felony burglary and theft with deceptive practices. 24-year-old Chanel Jackson was charged with felony identity theft and burglary. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Hey, this is Stephanie Pratt, Cole Banker, the Real Estate Group, your realtor.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good, sunny and breezy. Today's high 84, 61 our low tonight. Clouds and a high 78 tomorrow, down to 66. Chance of a shower at 20%. Champaign Park District tapped me to introduce some of the bands. The Streetscape Concert Series will be in downtown Champaign. Music between 7 and midnight. Mattex Heating and Cooling a sponsor. It should be a great time tomorrow night. Scattered shower chance at 50% come Sunday. High 80 expected. Right now the temperature's at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Christian and Nathaniel are meeting their second cousin in Chicago for dinner tonight. It's our second cousin and his wife. My first cousin grew up in Paris. I have two first cousins from Paris. They were my dad's sister, Juliet. And Seda and Nora both spent time in Philo. Seda was here in the 70s for an entire summer, and that's her son Armin is a doctor in Switzerland.
Okay.
So they're meeting in Chicago tonight.
Nice.
They've never met. I've met Armin once when he was in middle school, and now he's 35-year-old doctor.
Okay,
so
very good.
Kind of a unique deal tonight, and it was kind of cool to say he had first cousins in Paris, but even though I didn't know him very well. Because you just don't go for a play date very easily if it's in Paris.
Exactly.
Here's the Dr. John, Brother Johnny reference. This is his big hit, but you remember this, the intro, even in the movie Sahara, probably really gave it new life. But this was Dr. John, right place, wrong time. Good stuff. New Orleans native passed away yesterday at the age of 77. Send my bumper music.
Right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
Sounds Cajun, doesn't it?
It does. That's good Creole music.
Hung up in my mind. Just got to give myself a good talking to this time. Doesn't need a little brain salad surgery. Got to cue my insecurity. I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been right.
Dr. John was 77.
I've been in the right place.
ESPN 93.5. Congressman Rodney Davis joined us earlier last hour. He dropped by the studio. And I asked him about what might be next for the House Democrats and possible impeachment.
Well, it's the most powerful people on the committees of jurisdiction that we have in the House of Representatives on the Democratic side are the ones pressuring the Speaker the most. So much so that she made that comment just a few days ago.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to see him impeached. She wants to see him in jail. For what?
Well, exactly. And she's doing that to appease them, right? To say those kinds of words that
but
terribly irresponsible.
You know, in this, you know, I can tell you, all that Democratic civility that
yeah,
we saw right there. You know, those are the types of issues that show that the pressure that she's getting. And look at recent polling. 75% of people in a recent poll polled think that AOC is the face of the Democratic Party. And there is no way that that face of the Democratic Party, that is AOC and some of the newer members in Congress that are very far left, are going to settle for anything but impeachment proceedings against this president. And if they do it, I think he'll win in a landslide in re-election.
Well, okay, that's Congressman Rodney Davis thinks the president will win in a landslide if they do this. He might win anyway, but, yeah, if you remember, Bill Clinton's popularity went up after the Monica Lewinsky and the impeachment in the House and was not removed from office in the
Senate. That's right.
All right, it's 8:12. We'll check your sports headlines coming up next. You flew in an aeroplane yesterday.
Yes, I did.
It looked like Memphis Belle, if anybody's ever seen the Matthew Modine movie.
Right, it's on the front page of the News Gazette. It's a B-17 aluminum overcast, and it's visiting Willard this weekend thanks to the Experimental Aircraft Association. I'm looking forward to talking to Bob Coverdale inside the next 20 minutes.
Awesome.
The Northsiders or the Redbirds. Baseball is an American tradition much like the Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition for students and townies since 1970. The Illini Inn is open now and fully renovated, serving ice cold beer, sports on all their TVs, and daily food and drink specials. Book your summer party at the Illini Inn and cheer on your favorite team. The Illini Inn, 4th and Daniel, Champaign.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality services standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
I am sick of my regular mass-produced lager at the local watering hole. I just want something new.
Ugh, this one TV isn't showing the game I want to watch. I don't care about any of these teams, and the bartender won't listen when I ask to change the channel.
Can anyone help?
It's Barman. You fellas need to step your game up. Luckily, I got to you in time. You need to head over to Scotty's Brewhouse ASAP. They have 32 brews on tap and TVs with all the games.
Whoa! It's like heaven.
Welcome to Scotty's.
Whoa!
Head on over to Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, I didn't mention this. Should have. This kid, this quarterback we were trying to get from Southern Cal, Matt Fink, is not coming. Kind of counted on him.
Okay.
His dad came out a month or two ago, said he's coming. And Matt Fink said, whoa. He's staying at Southern Cal. So now you have three scholarship guys. One's Isaiah Williams, who just got here a week ago, and he's like 18. So I don't know. MJ Rivers left, so I don't know who's playing quarterback. I think we're still going after somebody from Michigan, I think. Anyway, Jeremy Warner has all that stuff. Next hour here on the Jeremy Warner Show, he'll have it. But it appears we're a little thin at the QB position at this moment. Let's check sports.
Well, on a nation also looking at this Big Ten ACC Challenge matchup that was announced just recently. So it'll be Miami on December 2nd at the State Farm Center. Looking forward to that. Go Illini. St. Louis over Cincinnati, 3-1. Here's your Red Bull recap.
Well, the Cardinals split with Cincinnati with the rain out in the three-game series. It came down to just two, and the Cardinals with a very timely win on that home run by
The Cardinals shortstop in the seventh inning made it 3-1, and that's the way it winds up, a 3-1 victory, Michael.
Yeah, you know, you used the word timely, Mike. I thought timely also applies to what Dakota Hudson was able to do. He gave him a chance to win, good defense behind him. But what can you say about John Gant, man? I mean, this guy just comes in and just does a job every time he's needed. I don't know where we would be without him.
Well, he's 5-0 now, and he also has three saves, and just added up, and you can tell exactly where we'd be, and it sure wouldn't be in the hunt. That's for certain. Cardinals will be in Chicago today now, and it's Miles Michaelis against Cole Hamels, a really good pitching matchup. And we'll have a pregame show for you at 12:25 with the play-by-play at 1:10. Cards-Cubs, always exciting there in Wrigley Field today.
Colorado beat Chicago 3-1 yesterday, and Milwaukee ended up winning over Miami 5-1. So there's a tie for first right now, and the Cardinals are 2.5 back. Looking forward to taking folks with Stevie J Travel to the game at 6 o'clock on Sunday.
Yep.
We'll leave at 1 o'clock in Champaign near the old Taffy's restaurant location.
Yeah, right.
Chicago White Sox had the day off yesterday there in Kansas City. Gary Acton is been nominated as Stopper of the Year. We'll find out June 15th if he's one of the six that's tapped to receive that. Of course, he's at the University of Illinois as a great pitcher with the 19 saves and a Parkland transfer. NHL action last night. Boy, they are calling out the officiating. St. Louis beat Boston 2-1 and lead the series 3-2. But in this article, they're talking about the black eye for the NHL is this playoff officiating. Coach Bruce Cassidy calling it egregious. Bruins president Cam Neely hurling a water bottle against a wall with his fit. Then Boston fans started littering the ice with garbage after this incident that happened where they're claiming a tripping incident happened and the officials just didn't see it. Sunday at 7 in St. Louis. St. Louis and Boston will go at it again. It could be a winner for the Blues if they win this one. So, of course, fans are chomping at the bit for all that.
Well, I mean, you can either throw stuff on the ice or go beat them in St. Louis.
There you go.
That's your choice. Yeah, don't be talking to me about bad calls now.
Right.
A little sensitive about that Rams-Saints game.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And the Super Bowl was on the horizon.
There. Yeah, it sure was.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. But the Blues could win their first Stanley Cup ever, and it'll be in St. Louis. I would recommend they do that on the next. Don't go back to Boston Game 7. That would not be good.
Got a text in. I love it when Coach Ditka is on your show. Great man and human being. There's only one Ditka. Bear down.
Yeah, he's something else and so candid and so absolute in his opinion, which is wonderful. It's just we're getting in a time where you can't say things or people don't think they can say things for fear of making someone mad. Here's your weather.
We've got a high 83, low 61 with mostly sunny conditions today. We've got more clouds tomorrow, high 78, low 66. 80 the high on Sunday with a 50% chance of showers, down to 65 in the evening. We're currently at 72. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. A little more on Diane's Memphis Belle experience.
Exactly. B-17 aluminum overcast at Willard this weekend.
Matthew Modine, Harry Connick Jr. movie that was quite good, actually.
It was.
All right, back in a moment. It's Friday, June 7th, ESPN 93.5 at 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, a disappointing reading on the job market. Though the unemployment rate held steady at a very low 3.6% in May, the number of new jobs created was only 75,000. Economists were expecting 180,000 new jobs, and the number of new jobs in the two previous months was revised lower by a combined 75,000. That means job growth is weaker than last year. There was a small increase in how much money workers are getting. Average hourly earnings rose 0.2%, up 3.1%. 10% from a year ago. There could be a merger in the casino business. Market Watch says Caesars Entertainment could be merging with El Dorado Resorts. El Dorado has more than 25 properties. Barnes & Noble, which lost money last year, could be sold to the parent company of UK bookstore chain Waterstones. The Wall Street Journal says hedge fund Elliott Management is interested in the business. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Gear this Father's Day, and you'll find it at Game Day Spirit. Right now at Game Day, get buy one, get one half price on all regular price hats and 20% off any regular price polo. Happy Father's Day from Game Day Spirit, where we'll laugh at all your dad jokes.
When I saw the airplane you rode in tonight, I thought of the theme from Memphis Belle, which was a movie that talked about the World War II adventures of this one flight crew that flew in. That was a B-17?
Uh-huh.
Bob Coverdell, he's president of Experimental Aircraft Association, Chapter 29. Good to have you on, Bob. It's a beautiful aircraft, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. It's an amazing airplane. It's just a handful of them left flying in the entire world right now.
Well, some of them had to be used in that movie, I would think.
Yeah. They used a lot of graphics to make it look like a lot more of them were out there.
That's right.
Well, what was the experience flying in it, Diane?
Oh, my goodness. Just so great. And especially that gunner position up front. Is there an official name for that, Bob?
Oh, that'd be the bombardier and the nose turret gunner.
That's right. And sitting up there was incredible. Man. Because you have, you know, essentially windows all around you. That I was so glad that we got the once over and the speech right before we took off about how we are going to be belted in when we leave. There was eight of us in the media sharing this experience. And then we could walk around and see out these different positions and the radio control area. And it's just amazing to see what... The World War II and having the 75th anniversary of D-Day yesterday, very moving experience for me.
Bob, how do people come and see this or even get a flight on board this historic aircraft?
Well, we have a website set up. It's b17.org. That's b17.org. And you can reach out to there. And there's also a phone number on that website that'll take you right to our local coordinator who's sitting about 15 feet from me right now. I will say demand has been extraordinary, and we're adding more flights so that we can accommodate all the local interests. It's been absolutely fantastic.
That's awesome. Well,
and people can take a walking tour around it also there in the Flight Star area. Talk about that and how it's free for veterans.
Yeah. So it's we're on the ground in the afternoon from 2 to 5 through Sunday. You can come out and walk around the airplane for no charge whatsoever. There's a nominal $10 fee to go inside the airplane. You can sit in the pilot seat and everything. For current military and for veterans, we waive the charge, and thanks for their service to our country.
That's awesome.
Love it, Bob. Okay, I'm on B-17, whatever you told
me. .org.
I'm on that site, so it has everything. I see everything that people can... Can look at costs and times and dates and everything, so it's all good there. Looks good.
Experimental Aircraft Association, you have a Young Eagles program. Talk a little about that.
Yeah, Diane, this is something we're real excited about. A couple years ago when I became president, I laid out a charge for our chapter to really get more involved in giving kids airplane rides and introducing the world of aviation. So during the summer months, basically April through October, every second Saturday, we offer a free flight program for kids. Next Saturday, it'll be here at Willard Airport in Champaign with volunteer pilots, volunteer airplanes, everybody donating their time, their gas money, and everything. We usually give rides between 60 and 80 kids every time we do this. This year, we'll probably hit about 500 kids.
Bob Coverdell, you the man. Good work. Hope it goes wonderfully this weekend, and thanks for all the media rides yesterday.
Well, thank you for your support. We're always glad to have you guys out here. You're terrific.
Thank you. Bob Coverdell. Diane.
Experimental Aircraft Association. And again, the kids can have free rides on regular planes at Willard next week, second Saturday of summer.
B17.org.
Uh-huh.
Diane Ducey, Bombardier. It is 827 ESPN 93.5.
What makes Rosati's Pizza different? We talked to owner-operator Shane Morrison about the difference between Rosati's and other pizza places in CU.
Number one, ingredients. We cut cheese daily. We only use the freshest ingredients. And we start every morning the same way, rolling dough.
Talk to me about your team.
Everyone wants to pitch in. Everybody wants to help. Yeah, we work as a team.
And you're available to everyone, right?
We deliver to all of CU and Savoy.
Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Thank Rosati's Pizza. 701 South Gregory, Urbana. Or visit myrosatis.com/Urbana.
Why? That's a question I have for you listeners out there. Why are you putting up with a bad lawn? Your lawn can be an integral part of your property. Be proud of having the greenest lawn in your neighborhood. Be proud of the lack of weeds in your yard. Let Spring Green put in the work so you can be prideful of your lawn. Spring Green Lawn Care offers the best value and plan specifically designed for the condition of your turf by their local professionals. Try the Central Illinois leaders in lawn care. Go to Spring Green's website today, spring-green.com, or give them a call at 359-2111.
Detective Dave Griffin, our law enforcement official of the month with the Champaign Police Department. What do you do?
Supervisor Street Crimes Task Force.
What does that mean?
We target violent offenders. Our primary focus is on guns and drugs.
Do I want to know how bad our guns and drugs situation is in my county? Is it obviously different than when you started?
Oh, it's totally different. There are, it seems as though, more guns out there than we ever thought. And as of late, we're consistently finding a lot of these guns. We're finding a lot of them in some scenarios, situations where young people under 21 who don't know what the law is, don't possess a valid firearms identification card, are buying the guns out of state. They have them here. They feel as though they need them for their protection. That, of course, is a concern to me. Having a gun, no training, no experience, feeling as though that you need a gun to protect yourself, really concerns me.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
We all love our homes. They make us feel safe and comfortable. But what if your home could do more than that? What if it could be helpful, truly helpful? What if it could help you answer the door without getting up? What if it could help you remember where you left your passport? What if your home could help take care of the people within it? Introducing Google Nest, one big family of products that works together. Welcome to the helpful home.
All right, texter said what?
Do you think Lovey would be fired if we don't make a bowl game this year?
I think we're all hoping we make a bowl game this year.
Right.
This fourth year? I don't know. I mean, Josh Whitman's pretty invested in Lovey, and I'm rooting for him, and so is everybody else. But we gotta have something. I mean, the first three games, if you don't win the first three games, that's a problem. I mean, I know they're competitive. They're good. You got to win the first three games. Then you just need three more somewhere. And here's hoping, because we all would like to see it. We want to see this program grow, and we're hoping. We need six. 8:30, ESPN 93.5.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A slowdown in hiring after a strong report in April. The May numbers are out now.
75,000 jobs were created last month in this economy. The average hourly wages rose just 3.1% over the past 12 months. Unemployment rate holding steady at 3.6%.
Fox's Edward Lawrence at the Labor Department in D.C. There are more talks today, but President Trump has the final say whether the Mexican government is pledging to do enough on illegal immigration to avoid tariffs on all Mexican imports from kicking in on Monday.
The Washington Post is reporting negotiators are looking at a plan to overhaul asylum rules, requiring people leaving Central America to make their claims in the next safe country. President Trump defending the levies.
Tariffs are a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful word if you know how to use them properly.
Some Republican and Democrats in Congress say they'll try to block the tariffs.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police have made a second arrest in the investigation into the death of 16-year-old David Sankey. 22-year-old Jaquavian Faust of Champaign was arrested yesterday. Back on August 28th of last year at about 8:30 in the evening, Champaign police responded to Paula Drive and Larkspur Lane. After getting reports of shots fired, upon arrival, police found a teenage male, later identified as Sankey, suffering from a life-threatening gunshot wound. He was taken to Carl Hospital, where he died from his injuries. Bond on the warrant for Faust was set at $2 million. Two people from Champaign are accused of trying to use someone else's credit card at an area retailer. 36-year-old Charnell Brown was charged with felony burglary and theft with deceptive practices. 24-year-old Chanel Jackson was charged with felony identity theft and burglary. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscelli.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit Fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, number NYSE, SIPC.
Todd Durnell, Durst Cycling Fitness. How long have you been here?
For about 3 years. Yeah. Durst has been in business for 83 years. We're few and far between out there. Like I said, we've got two different locations here in town, too. So we've got the university location and the South Mattis location. Quality and service at Durst Cycle. I've been in customer service for about 30 years. So, yeah, I love seeing happy faces on people.
Durst Cycle and Fitness on Madison Campaign and on West University in Urbana.
When you say yes to Freedom Roofing, you say you are free from uncertified contractors, free from companies that dictate your time, free from sky-high prices, free from strict warranties, free from messy workplaces, free from poor service, free from roof damage, free from storm concerns, and free from bad siding. For the best residential roofing, commercial roofing, siding, and storm repairs, go to freedomchampaign.com.
You know, I just love going to a Cardinals game. It's me, Mom, Dad. When we're there, I even get along with my little brother.
Hey, you don't mean that.
I'm kidding. But we have so much fun. You're not playing video games, Mom's not rushing around, Dad's back from work, we're all together.
You're right, and usually I get to take home some pretty cool stuff.
That's why a Cardinals game has always been a family day for us.
Make sure and bring your family to Busch Stadium. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com. Kick off your summer at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals' 2019 season is filled with great matchups, including weekend series with the Cubs, a long-awaited visit from Albert Pujols and the Angels, interleague play against the Astros, and much more. The promotion schedule is packed with jerseys, bobbleheads, and lots of other great giveaways. There's something for everyone at Busch Stadium this summer. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
This is Cardinals Hall of Famer Willie McGee. Cardinal baseball, time to fly.
Hi, I'm Marianne, Prairie Gardens plant expert. Whether you're new to garden or a master gardener, we're here to help you with all your garden questions. Come find me and the rest of the PG plant experts in the greenhouses today at Prairie Gardens, Springfield and Duncan, Champaign.
They have a very broad selection and their succulents are beautiful. A lot of different colors and all their plants are very healthy.
Have you shopped here many times?
Pretty much my whole life. You know, it's every mom's favorite place to shop.
Prairie Gardens, Springfield and Duncan, Champaign.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got sunshine today. It looks good as we wrap up the week. High 83, low 61. 78 the high tomorrow with some clouds down to around 66. Chance of showers at 20%. That bumps up to a 50% chance of scattered showers for Sunday with a high 80 expected. We're currently at 73 on ESPN 93.5.
Talked with Congressman Rodney Davis. Stopped by our studio in the 7 o'clock hour. I asked him, so who's it going to be? Which Democrat? Who's it going to be? It'll be Bernie, I think. Wow. That's a socialist. Are you kidding? But wow. Remember, there's a whole generation after, you know, our generation that don't really, they never lived during the Cold War. You know, when we grew up, we knew what communism was. We knew what socialism was. And I would urge anyone who doesn't understand what socialism is, go travel to Cuba. Beautiful country. I'm glad I've gotten to go a couple times. But if you think that form of government is what the United States of America needs, if you care about environmental standards, go there and ask why they're burning straight oil into their utility power generator in Havana Bay. And ask about ergonomic standards and also health and safety standards at the cigar factory I toured, where it's one of the best jobs they have in that country. Go to Venezuela. You want to see socialism at work? You want to see why Bernie Sanders would fail miserably as a president?
Well, they say that's not what they're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. Democratic. The reason people support is they think everything's free. And they don't understand how demotivating a system. If you're on the five that are going to run the Politburo, it'll be a good gig. But, you know, I'd rather have 330 million people try to run something.
I
Government is not the answer to solving America's problems. It's the private sector. It's the marketplace. It's freedom that we enjoy here and we take for granted. And today, the day after the 75th anniversary of D-Day, there's no better day to talk about the sacrifices that our heroes have made to allow us to be in the freest country in the history of the world and the fairest country.
Mm.
So many opportunities here. My dad just celebrated 60 years working with McDonald's. A guy who walked into a McDonald's in 1959, started flipping burgers and shucking fries, and somebody believed in him enough to allow him to achieve his American dream, got a franchise, moved us to Illinois. My mom was a high school dropout. My family achieved the American dream because of this great country, because of the people who fought at D-Day. And I've been to those cliffs. You ever been to Normandy?
Yes.
When you look out over those cliffs and you realize... Mm. Imagine being a soldier. That boat door dropped, boom, and you got to wade through the water, then go up a beach. I just saw a story. There was a picture of a soldier who commanded 901 men on Omaha Beach that day. By the time they got through the 500 yards of Omaha Beach, he was down to 387.
We are gathered here on freedom's altar, on these shores, on these bluffs, on this day, 75 years ago, 10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty. Today we remember those who fell and we honor all who fought right here in Normandy. They won back this ground for civilization to more than 170 veterans of the Second World War who join us today. You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation. You are the glory of our republic. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah, President Donald Trump at the American Cemetery overlooking Omaha Beach. And yes, we visited there 10 years ago. It is so worth that trip if you ever have a chance to go and see what those boys saw on that day 75 years ago yesterday, which was a turning point. Nazi Germany was talking about a 1,000-year reign. You weren't going to beat Nazi Germany. I mean, they had it going. And they went into Russia. Lost millions of men because of the weather, and they just, Hitler was stubborn. That was a big, big, big problem for them. And yet we continued to persevere, and that day yesterday was a turning point for civilization. It truly was. All right, 841, you can always text us, 359-2255. It's 19 before Jeremy Warner.
He revolutionized dining in Central Illinois forever. He's passionate about the cuisine he serves and brings creative ideas to the kitchen. Visit Naya and let Chef Thad Morrow take you on a journey that is both playful and traditional, with a pragmatic approach to simple preparation and an eye for detail in creating deep and complex flavors. This is Chef Morrow at his very best. Visit Chef Thad and his team at Naya on 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Naya, time-honored Asian cooking with bright, flavorful Italian dishes.
Hey, sports fans. Dr. Jeff Schroeder here from Mettler Center. You may have heard Dr. Matthew Gordon and I on the ESPN Injury Report. Along with giving commentary on high-profile injuries, we can assess and treat your acute or chronic aches and pains. Don't forget, even young athletes can benefit from a short round of physical therapy. No need to wait. Individuals are usually seen within 24 hours. Let us help you and your family get back to the things you love. It all starts with a free 30-minute consultation. Call or request an appointment online at MettlerCenter.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
It's hard not to be a fan of a credit card that gives you more while saving you money every single day. The Illini Visa Rewards Card, available only through U of I Community Credit Union.
2022 Champaign Tapioi Run is coming up on August 2nd and 3rd, and we need your help. Become a sponsor and ensure the run can take place, and help us raise $60,000 for cancer research. With your support, you're helping to provide motor coaches, food, water, police escorts, and safety needs to our runners. This 103-mile run starts in downtown Champaign and ends at the Peoria Civic Center. We can't do this without you. Please contact me, Anessa Parisi, at aparisi0511@outlook.com or call me at 649-6076.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-480-6932. That's 800-480-6932. 800-480-6932.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Sports headlines, quarter till 9.
Well, Milwaukee beat Miami 5-1. Colorado beat Chicago 3-1. Now there's a tie for first in the NL Central. And the St. Louis Cardinals are 2.5 back with their win over the Cincinnati Reds yesterday, 3-1. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Well, the Cardinals split with Cincinnati with the rain out in the three-game series. It came down to just two, and the Cardinals with a very timely win on that home run by the Cardinals shortstop in the seventh inning made it 3-1, and that's the way it winds up, a 3-1 victory, Michael.
Yeah, you know, you used the word timely, Mike. I thought timely also applies to what Dakota Hudson was able to do. He gave him a chance to win, good defense behind him. But what can you say about John Gant, man? I mean, this guy just comes in and just does a job every time he's needed. I don't know where we would be without.
Well, he's 5-0 now, and he also has three saves, and just added up, and you can tell exactly where we'd be, and it sure wouldn't be in the hunt, that's for certain. Cardinals will be in Chicago today now, and it's Miles Michaelis against Cole Hamels, a really good pitching matchup, and we'll have a pregame show for you at 12:25 with the play-by-play at 1:10. Cards-Cubs, always exciting there.
Yeah, it is. And you'll hear the action on US 105.9 for you Cubs fans. Again, it's a 1:20 start. Chicago White Sox with the day off yesterday. They're in Kansas City with a 7:15 start tonight. Garrett Acton, 19 saves, could make him stopper of the year. He's one of six who were nominated by the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association. The award given on June 15th. In the French Open, Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal going at it in the semifinals. If Federer wins, that'll be his 20th. And Rafael Nadal, if he wins, it will be his 11th. Some really good players. Speaking of great players on the ice, NHL action yesterday had the Blues winning 2-1 over Boston. Now they're up 3-2 in the series. Sunday at 7 in St. Louis. Everything will continue in the Stanley Cup quest.
What time is it? Sunday?
Sunday at 7 in St. Louis.
Conflicts with Cubs-Cardinals.
I see.
In Wrigley.
Right.
I wonder how many Cardinal fans will be watching the game. Not very many.
You're right.
They'll be checking out the Blues. They could win their first Stanley Cup ever. So, now, right.
That's sports. ESPN 93.5.
Okay. 8:47. Check your weekend weather. Coming up.
It's time for our Mile at the Pines Minute with co-director Jan Seeley. Your Mile event is back this summer in the Twin Cities. Right, Jan?
Yes. The Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon Race Team is happy to be bringing you the third annual Mile at the Pines on our new summer date, Sunday, July 14th on Philo Road in Urbana.
And not just one race, but nine.
That's right, Josh. Nine different mile races for runners of all ages and abilities spaced out 10 minutes apart starting at 6 p.m. here at the Pines.
And you'll have awards for those races, too?
Yes, we'll be presenting three deep awards donated by businesses in the Pines in 16 different age groups.
Mile at the Pines also benefits CU Schools Foundation and has a number of sponsors that we need to thank.
That's right. Our race sponsors include Body and Soul Sports, Buffon Salon, Carl, Christie Clinic, Country Arbor's Nursery, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Riggs Beer Company, Reynolds Towing, CBJ Broadcasting, and the Atkins Group.
Thanks so much, Jan. That's your Mile at the Pines Minute. Register for Mile at the Pines 2019 at mileatthepines.com.
As you drive to your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
Welcome into Reviews. This episode, we are focusing in on Luther Falls. Carol gave a 5-star review and said this: I've worked with Luther on several projects over the years. My granite countertops have been gorgeous every time. Cammie, who gave another 5-star review, said, I cannot say enough about the professionalism, dedication, workmanship, knowledge, prices, choices, and everything else about this lovely and ever-growing family business. They installed a custom bathroom, and we are repeat customers with our custom kitchen countertops this month. Give Luther Falls a shot if you're in the Bloomington or Champaign area. Just contact Luther Falls immediately. Go to the website remodelingchampagne.com.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands because your reputation depends on it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking more of the brands you trust, like DeWalt and Werner. We stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. And now you can get a DeWalt 4-tool combo kit for just $229. That's $170 savings. Plus save 30% on Werner ladders, step stools, and work platforms. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/9 U.S. only.
I say Scotty's, you say Brew House. Scotty's.
Brew House.
Scotty's.
Brew House.
I say 32, you say Draft Beers. 32.
Draft Beers.
I say Live, you say Sports. Live.
Sports.
Scotty's Brew House will always give you something to cheer about. They've got over 30 draft beers and TVs as far as the eye can see. Go ahead and punch in Scotty's Brew House on Neal Street in Champaign into your GPS for your slice of sports heaven.
Well, ESPN 93.5, I want this whole thing from Walmart. This is kind of cool. Kind of cool. I kind of want this. Listen up.
The nation's largest grocer is now offering to have one of its employees deliver fresh groceries to your home and put them in your refrigerator when you're not there. This fall, Walmart customers in three cities can sign up: Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Missouri, and Vero Beach, Florida. Amazon offers a similar service, dropping off packages inside homes, garages, or car trunks, but not groceries. Walmart says workers will use smart entry technology and a wearable camera, allowing customers to watch the delivery remotely. The price for stocking your fridge will be released before the launch.
Yeah.
Richard Jordan, Fox News.
All right, so I'm kind of curious about that one because obviously you're talking about people coming into your kitchen and opening up the refrigerator. I guess you could have a garage fridge. A lot of people have garage fridges. But boy, isn't that nice? Because a lot of times you go buy groceries, you just don't want to put stuff away. And there's the case of the pantry and putting it in there. I don't, maybe they'll do that too. But now we don't have to grocery shop. We can go pick it up because now you can order it online. You go to a lot of places, you drive up, they'll put it in your car. And then you said, well, I have to get it out of the car at home. Well, now Walmart is going to put it in the fridge. It's crazy. I'm very curious as to the cost. And then are you comfortable with a body cam on a stranger coming into your home? There's that as well. Anyway, innovative, and pretty soon we won't have to move a thing. We'll just all sit around and gain more weight and get less social. But that did appeal to me this morning.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
All right, 8:53, the Jeremy Warner program coming up next. I don't know what Matt Fink staying at USC, not coming to play quarterback here. I don't know what that means. That's why you have Jeremy. He'll tell you all about it. I think it means they have three scholarship people at that position trying to get somebody from Michigan, is what the News Gazette reported this morning. I don't know. I have no idea. Isaiah Williams? That the 18-year-old kid from high school that looks like he'll have a shot to compete if he knows the playbook. Anyway, that's why Jeremy Warner will be coming up. Okay, we have the Cardinals and Cubs this weekend. We got both broadcasts. So if you prefer Pat Hughes, you'll go to US 105.9. If you prefer John Rooney, Mike Shannon, you'll stay here on ESPN 93.5. I don't have a lot of expectations for the St. Louis Cardinals this weekend. I'll be happy if they get one. Last time in Wrigley, they were swept. But then again, the Cubs are swept in Busch Stadium. Now we're 3-3, which is better than 3-0, which is what it was after the Wrigley trip, and really put the Cardinals in a tailspin. We'll see what happens. It'll be fascinating to watch. And again, Stevie J Travel going to Wrigley Field Sunday night. We'll see everybody out there. 1 o'clock from the former Taffies. Diana will lead that trip, and it leaves at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Looking forward to it.
6 o'clock first pitch,
uh-huh.
National television game. And again, that'll be on Sunday night, and thank you to everybody.
Right now it looks like clouds in 67 in Chicago.
I would wear my parka.
There we go.
It's always colder in Wrigley Field off the lake. I mean, it's always colder.
DBJ, the Michelin man.
I don't care what sticks and stones. You don't want to be cold at a baseball game.
That's right.
It's awful. And people buy sweatshirts and wrap themselves with newspaper.
They do.
Just bring it and sit on
it.
Bring it and sit on it.
Exactly.
All right, well, have a great trip. We'll talk Monday.
Thanks. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Jeremy Warner. More on the quarterback situation at Illinois, what it means, if it means anything. I don't know, but he does. Stand by. Tay and Karp this afternoon after the game, time allowing. But the first pitch at 1:10, again on US 105.9 and ESPN 93.5. Cubs and Cardinals all weekend. Thank you for listening. I am Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
Order. Order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds.